Hello from Mexico. Today's Gospel is a shorter version from the book of John, chapter 14, verses 1 to 6. In reply, Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Hello, my name is Omar, from the missionary community of Puebla, Mexico. I am married, my wife is Jackie, and our son is Cabo, a 14-year-old teenager. We are formators in the community for the group called Little Disciples. It's for kids from 3 to 11 years old that receive the gospel every Saturday. While I was praying, it came to me a picture of a car in a highway. I really enjoy to drive, especially when we go on vacations with our family or friends. Also, it came to me another picture, Jesus driving the car we bought recently, which we called the missionary car. How special is to be Jesus' passengers? While Jesus is driving through the highways that lead us to the Father. But I think it is not as easy as it seems, because sometimes those highways lead us to places where we don't want to go, or places we resist to go. Those highways may lead us to forgive someone, to say sorry, to recognize our mistakes, and start again, to do or not to do something in our family, in our job, or in the community. Of course, it is not easy to be a passenger of Jesus. However, He will always give us the strength to go ahead and never lose the way, the truth and the life, as what the Gospel teaches us. For example, a few days ago, our son played a basketball tournament with his school team. A day before, he asked us to pick up his friends at school because their parents couldn't take them to the tournament. Some of their parents can't make it because of work, while others didn't have money to pay the bus tickets. At first, I thought, I need to rest because I am really tired working this week. Then, I talked with my wife and we remembered one thing. The missionary car. Yes, the missionary car. Next day, the missionary car was full of basketball players and full of smiles. Finally, they got second place in the tournament and they were very happy for it. Jesus will always be the answer. The way and the truth and the life that lead us to the right side. Sometimes, what we have is to serve others, especially when others don't have the same opportunities as we have. Jesus gives us what we need, and we can share it to others. The way will always be Jesus, as in the missionary car. So I invite you all to let Him drive your car in the highways that only He knows. Perhaps you can ask, are you called to serve a person in a specific way? Would you like to offer a situation, family, work, community, in Jesus' hands? Mother, help our faith. Open our ears to hear God's word and to recognize His voice and call. Awaken in us a desire to follow the example of Jesus in our everyday life.